get the show on the road. Well, good morning and welcome to our service this morning. It's great to be packed out already, and I know that it tends to fill up even more in the next 10 or 15 minutes, so it's great to see it's so full already. It is warm. If you want to get water, please don't feel poorly and then wait. The kitchen is through there. Please go and get yourself a drink of cold water. And that room out there is a little bit cooler as well. Please don't anyone be unwell this morning when there's so many of us jam-packed in here. As I say, it's great to see you all this morning. And you're very, very welcome to our celebration service, which is a big celebration because we started off the week with four people to get baptised, and by the end of the week it was five people to get baptised. So God is good and he is blessing us with more and more in abundance. Let's come to him in prayer and bow before him. Lord God, we do thank you for this time together this morning. Lord, we thank you that you give us a new day. And Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and it's a day to celebrate and be full of joy in. And Lord God, we do pray that you would bless each person who passes through the waters of baptism this morning. And Lord, we pray that their testimony and their witness would not stay within these walls, but it would go out from this place. And Lord, we do ask that you would continue to draw people into your kingdom. Lord, we thank you that people are recognizing your name, and in the madness and craziness of this world, that you are the one who saves. Lord, we pray that you would draw us all into your presence this morning, and that we will worship you together and glorify you above all else. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, there was a rumour that the children were going to go out, but we've changed that plan. So apart from the really tiny ones, everyone's staying in together. So I'm going to cut straight to the chase and offer up the birthday box. I know we've got a load of adults. DeLacy's had a really special birthday. She might still be away celebrating that. That one started with an 8 and ended with an 0. So we'll have to give thanks for that next week, maybe when she's back. And Kuda was yesterday, and I've got a hand up here as well. There were loads of birthdays this past week. There was someone else on Saturday, I can't remember. Kuda, definitely, DeLacy. Irfan is today, this very Tuesday. Irfan's 18 on Tuesday, so that's... Woohoo! But do I have any teeny tinies? Well, not teeny tiny, yes. Come on up. Yay! What's your name? And how old are you going to be? 8. You're going to be 8. Big girl, 8. Wow, that's great. And did I have a rumour that we'd miss someone over this side as well? Did we miss someone last month? I had a birthday but wasn't here? Okay, that's it. Come on up, sweetheart. Yeah, that's it. Well done. Don't be in the water. It's all right. It's all right. That's all right. And how? What age did you turn?
10.
Okay, double figures. You never go back. Hopefully you'll make it to 3 figures, but you never go back once you get to 2 figures. Well, happy birthday to you both. We will sing, but have a pick from the box over there. Oh, not that one. Ah. You'd like? Okay, let's sing then. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Well done, thank you. I do want to read just a Bible passage to put everything in context. I don't even think I gave it to the guys at the back, so shoot me now. This is a little bit from 1 Timothy, a letter to a young church leader. And Paul gives him lots of advice, and he says, "But you, man of God, flee from all this." He's talking about greed and corruption and everything. "And pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. It's in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus." And he goes on to talk about Jesus giving witness before Pontius Pilate. "But you guys are making your good confession in this water this morning in front of many witnesses. And we are honoured and privileged to share along with you." And we're going to sing one song now, and then we are going to lead into a time of prayer. And I'd like those of you who are willing to open that up and to pray for the candidates for baptism in that time of prayer. So let's stand and sing, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want."
Lord, my shepherd, I'll not want.
please do, take your seats or remain standing if you would like to. We're going to pray now. If you are able and you feel confident enough to speak out, lead us all in prayer. Let's just have an open time when we bring to God the candidates for baptism that we've got. Doesn't matter if you can't remember all those five names. We can bear them before God in prayer now before they bring their testimonies. Let's pray out loud and together, shall we? Amen.
Father God, we come to you today. We are so blessed to be here, Lord. We come to you and we lay all of these beautiful souls before you. I want to pray for them all. For Lacey, for Keely, for Eartha, for Alicia. There's one more.
Francis.
We just pray, Lord, that they come to you, that they deliver their testimony, Lord. That they have decided to follow Jesus. Woo-hoo! And we ask, Lord, that as they are baptized, the old is gone and they rise up anew. And I pray for each and every one of them, Lord, that you will place godly men, godly women around them, Lord, to help them in their journey. The journey that is going to be on fire for Christ. And I pray in Jesus' name that the love of God touches every person here today, that their words will pierce their hearts and they will say, who is this God? Who is this God that I am about to follow? We bow down to you, God Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father God, hear the prayers of our minds and our hearts. Lord, we come before you now. We can do nothing in our own strength. It is all through Christ who strengthens. And Lord, you dwell within us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you will seal the deal on these lives today, Father. That you will inhabit these clay jars. And Lord, that you will be an outpoured blessing in all of their lives. Father, we thank you for your presence and for your love and for your salvation expressed in this place this morning. And Lord, we want to give you all of the glory and all of the honor for what you have done in these lives. We can do nothing, but you, Lord, have turned them around. And Father, we pray that you would continue to do that, that you would turn them into men and women of God, and that they would serve you in many different places. Lord, as we look forward to all that they will do in your name. Oh, Father, pour out your spirit in this place, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, we are going to hear from all of the candidates. So we've got five testimonies. I've got an order in front of me that's got Lacey at the top. So if that's all right... That'll be good. Yeah. So come on over to the microphone. That's it.
My gosh, my heart is pounding. Hello, my name is Lacey. I'm 27 years old and I'm a single mum to Bella and Ava. So, I was christened as a baby, but I never knew the meaning of faith, nor was I educated in Christ. I remember being well-travelled, looked after, loved, and being happy as a child. My parents then got divorced, and my life became very different. I then fell pregnant with Bella, my oldest, at 18 years old, and became a single mum when she was just two. I was very angry at the world because all I ever wanted was to be loved correctly and have a family. 3 years later, it all got worse when I entered a deeply abusive relationship. The abuse I experienced was in every way possible. mental, emotional, financial, and physical, especially whilst I was pregnant with my youngest, Ava. I've become isolated, the police were regularly at my home, and I reached such a dark place that I didn't want to go on. May 2023, just 2 months after giving birth, I finally found the strength to leave. But things didn't immediately get better, in fact, they got worse. I was sexually abused, harassed and stalked, and placed on medication. I was sexually abused, harassed and stalked, and placed on medication for depression and anxiety, and physically my body began to show the toll. I had hair loss, ulcers in my mouth, infections and weight loss that left me anorexic with an eating disorder. I simply had enough. I didn't want to be here. Looking back now, I ask myself, how did I get through it? How did I look after a six-year-old and a newborn baby? School runs, never-ending police reports, restraining orders, court, a home running, and keeping myself alive all on my own. But the truth is, God was there all along. I come to Christ by supporting my friend and our sister, Shez, his baptism. And here I am a year later today at mine. The past year, I've come to church now and then, however, to support my daughter when she wanted to come, Bella. Now, never did I ever imagine I would find faith myself. The Lord works in wonderful ways because I was called 3 months ago today. That very week, I would have had to testify in court for my exit sentencing. I sobbed in front of you all over there as my hand was raised and the whole church prayed for me. Since then, my life has been filled with freedom, peace and joy. I'm no longer underweight. I'm cured from any eating disorders. I'm free from depression and anxiety. My heart has softened and my vision is beautiful. God loves me and has a purpose for me, and all I ever wanted was to be loved and felt like I belonged. Since Christ, I've found that. The enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, she's mine. So today, come on. I've got to repeat that again. Yes. The enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, she's mine. So today, I publicly declare my promise and lifelong commitment to Christ. Thank you.
Brilliant. Ace. So we've already sung that we are winning the battle over the evil one, and this is the testimony that does it, isn't it? And next I've got Keely. Is that all right? I don't want to make anyone nervous.
Good morning, church. My name is Keely and I'm a new Christian. I'd like to share what brought me to this moment. I first met Jesus when I was young, but as I got older, I went my own way. I thought I knew everything. I tried to live life on my own terms. But over time, my heart got heavy. I was depressed, angry, negative. I used to drink a lot. I argued a lot. I swore often, and I chased after material things, thinking they would make me happy, but they never did. I felt hopeless, I carried guilt from the bad choices I had made, and deep down I truly didn't believe I was good enough to be loved. I was scared of dying, and even more scared of never really living. I tried other paths to find peace, but nothing worked. I was still lost. Then something unexpected happened. On Sunday, November the 10th, I gave my daughter Emily a lift to this church because her car had failed its MOT. I was just going along to help her with her son Cruz so she could listen to the sermon. I had no idea God was about to speak to me directly. As I sat there, I heard the words, "It's never too late to do something new in your life." Nathan preached a message that felt like it was meant just for me. He spoke about the greatest miracle of all, that Jesus came to save us all from our sin, and the only way to salvation is through him. He gave an illustration that struck me deeply. He said, to gain Wi-Fi, you need a password. If you don't know the password, you can't access it. Then he asked, do you know the password to eternal life? It's not money. It's not good works. It's Jesus. At the end of the service, Nathan asked if there would be one person who would like to come to know Jesus. Suddenly, my hand went up and I became very emotional. In that moment, I knew I didn't need to clean myself up first. I didn't need to earn his love. I just needed Jesus, and he had been waiting for me all along. There's a passage in the Bible that means so much to me now, and it's Matthew 18, verse 12 to 14. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, will he not leave the 99 to go find the one? I was that one, and Jesus came for me. Since that day, I've given my life to him. I still have my struggles, but I walk with hope now. I have peace. I'm no longer ruled by guilt or fear. I know I'm forgiven, I know I'm loved, and I know I'm not alone. Today I'm getting baptised to publicly declare that Jesus is my Lord and Saviour and I belong to him. This is me leaving behind my old life and stepping into the new one he has given me. Not because I'm perfect, but because he is. Thank you, Jesus.
And next I've got Francis. Come on, Francis. No?
I'm going to be reading.
Okay.
Francis has a powerful, succinct testimony to share with the church today. But it's not always easy to get up here. But her testimony is so powerful. This is what Francis has to say. I was a very lost person before Jesus. Lots of pain and mental suffering. But one day, a couple of years ago, I was woken up to a voice in my head telling me to go to church ASAP. So I walked up to my local church by myself, not knowing what to expect. The whole service felt like it had been put on especially for me. It was insane. The Holy Spirit flooded me. And I cried the entire time. It was an experience like no other, and I realized that God had a special plan for me, and I was exactly where he wanted me to be. Since then, I have felt free and truly happy, and that's why I want to be baptized. Amen.
Sorry, don't mean to put anyone under pressure there. The next one, I've gone ladies first. Sorry, Irfan, and I've gone with Alicia. So come on, Alicia.
Good morning, church. I would like to start by thanking everyone who's come out to see me, from the first person who brought me to this church when I was around 8. To my family, my dad's side and my mum's side, for just joining me. This is a very special, memorable day for me, from taking part in the worship team to growing up here my whole life. I've been coming to this church since I was around 8, when my auntie bought me. I've always been surrounded by Christianity and grown up with Christian values my whole life. Ever since coming to this church, I've never left. And my main reason for kind of taking a step is watching myself grow up here and joining the worship team, as I said. When you know it's your time to be baptized, you know it is your time. Don't hold back. It's scary, but you just know it's your time.
Thank And then Irfan, come on up, Irfan. Yay!
Hello, everyone. My name is Irfan. I'm Persian from Iran. And it's around, I'm sorry, thank you. And it's around 3 months that I'm in the UK. I'm so sorry if I read from the phone like others. They know what is the story, but I know what's the story, but the thing is, English is my second language. It's a little hard. I'm so sorry about that. Maybe some grammatic or pronunciation mistakes. I'm sorry about that. I was born in Iran. Iran is an Islamic country, if I want to say my story. It's too long, but I try to make it shortly to not make you boring. Iran is an Islamic country. When we born there, oh my God, I have a vibration. My hand is. When we born there, when we start to study education lessons, we have to study Islamic things as well. It means we can't think about any other religion, like Jewish, like Christian, like any. And in the schools, all of the person who teach us, who taught us, are very religious, and most of the time, we couldn't say any other religions in front of them. Actually, in Islam also, the boy have to start praying, fasting, doing religious work from 14. The girls have to start from 9 when they are 9 years old. And 14 years old is, if I want to say, it's maybe the teenagers know, it's a good part of life that all of the boys and girls have to have a fun situation. But in Iran, for me, is not, honestly. And after that, in my, the God image for me, when I listen to the thing that they taught us, is God is a person. Pay attention. Is a person. And why? And we think, if we do any mistake, we are going to hell. No any way for coming back. You know, all of us in the life sometimes can do some mistakes. If we want to think about that, all of us have to go into the hell. Never think about heaven. That's why most of the time, on that part of life, when the boys and girls are teenager, they have to think about, if we do wrong, we are going to the hell. And yeah, this is the image of God that I have before. And honestly, I was scared from that when I was. But it's not. Honestly, it's not. And whenever I asked some question from any religious people about why we pray, why we take fasting, what is the reason, I never get a good answer to answer my question. Every time they said that because the God says, because the God says, because the God says. We do it, and if I want to ask more questions, they say, you are disbeliever. You are disbeliever, and again going to the hell. Same. And actually, another thing, if I want to say about the prophets, when I talk with Nathan, I tell him, The prophet of Islam is Muhammad. I respect them. Also now, if I see any Muslims people, I respect them. But totally, I can't come back there. And the prophet of Islam, Muhammad, makes war, makes more than 69's war in 10 years to say Islam is a peace religion. He was 16 years old. He married with 9 years old. I'm so sorry about telling that. I'm so sorry about telling that. But I can't, because when I see these things, when I read about this thing, I say, no, it's not correct. It's not correct. If Islam is a peace, why makes war? Why kill people? The other things, but Jesus, never kill anybody. Also, he crucified with for the human mistakes. This is the big difference between that prophet and Jesus. Also, it's around 1 year that I become a Christian. And before, when I was Muslims, totally I don't do praying properly, because honestly I don't know why I pray. I don't know what's the goal of me from life. And I was after that, one horrible things happened. I lost my pet. The people who have a pet know after sometimes pet is gonna be a like family member. I lost my dog, someone killed me. He was a religious man, and his idea about dog, I had a dog, is dog in Islam is, they say, haram. It means it's not allowed. I lost my pet, like my family member, for what? For nothing. Because 1,400 years ago, one person said it's not allowed. Why? It's a creator of God. Why it should be? That's why today morning when I saw Sarah's pet, I remember him. It was very hard. After that, when I lost him, if I want to open it, that religious man hit him by wood. Half of his body is broken, and after 2 days, he died. It's very hard for me. After that, I didn't have any way. I was depressed. I don't have any reason to woke up, if I want to say. That's why after that, with one recommended from one of my close friends, I go to underground church. In Iran, we can't change the religion. In rule of Iran, if you change your religion, they can kill you very easily. From Islam to any, not only for Christian or Jewish, to any religion. But I accept it. I go into underground church to find through things. And after that, honestly, if I want to say, first session that I go there, I didn't know that is the underground church, and I go for these things like knowing Jesus or something like that. We think only it's a place. It was very hard, but I go. After 1 month, I didn't feel the sadness. If you know, when you are very sad, you feel heavy on your shoulder. After that, I didn't feel like that. I didn't feel like that. Maybe after one and a half months after I'm going there. I didn't feel like that. When I share with the leader of that church, because it was private, not like here, too many people is here and it's good, but there is maybe 10% only in each session, and it's very private, and it's a house, not like here church. That's why it was very hard when I share with the leader. He said, yeah, maybe you choose. Congratulations. I never think on that time that Jesus come to me. I never think about that. But it's happened. After that, I believe that. It was a very hard journey from Iran to here. But in whole of this journey, I only believe Jesus, nothing more. Actually, if I want to say, when I left Iran, I couldn't see my family. Now I miss them too much. I was very close to them. When I came here, today I liked that they be here, but it's not possible. But I like that they be here.
You've got a family, that brother. We're all your family, brother. We love you.
Thank you.
Fine. Thank you. Yeah. I like that they be here today morning. My mom, when I tell them that I want to be a Baptist today morning, my mother sent me a message. She said, don't mind anything. I know that after I left Iran, the government put pressure on them. They didn't tell me. I know they put, but they didn't tell me to not get worried. It's very hard, but totally, this is a life story. I can't say, God, why these things happen, why this is your design, why these things happen to me, because it's a life. It's life, and I can't say anything. Today, I want to be baptized. My mom said... Thank you. My mom today says to me, don't mind anything. It's your new life. Think about that. Don't think anything that, like, for example, if I do baptize after that, what happened to me after that? She said, don't think anything. It's happened good, because now you are real Christian. Yeah. And yeah, today she mentioned that on Tuesday is my birthday, but also when I talk with Nathan, I tell my real birthday is here, now, today. Yeah. Or. Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you. I was going to offer Julie Stride an opportunity, but I can't see Julie now. Okay, that's fine. Oh, is she? Okay, okie dokie. We do want the little ones to come back in for the baptisms. And now we're going to hand over and we're going to have the baptisms now. We've got songs to play and to sing as the candidates come out of the water and they're being prayed for. And also, can I ask that if you have been asked to pray with someone, that then you get yourself to the front as well, and let's welcome them out of the water after their baptism with song and prayer. Nicola and Cresta are going to go in there. We've done the testimonies first and then the baptisms all together, because I thought they'd be in the water for about 40 minutes if we didn't. So it's nice and warm, yeah. So it's not going to be a shock to anyone. It's nice and warm. And if we can go in the same order then and have Lacey first. Most of you can see.
Come on, Lacey.
So, Lacey, do you believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
Yes.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
Yes.
Lacey, on profession of your faith,
and at your own request, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
You've got the clips to play.
I think this is where we stand. Be careful when you talk to each other, right? And remember where you're coming.
Lacey wanted founder love, if that should be keyed up. I have to go home and find Founder Love by Seven Hills Worship. Founder Love, Seven Hills, Found a Love, Seven Hills Worship. That was it. That was it.
Sorry.
Thought we'd lost you.
Sorry, Beth, we can't play that one. I don't know why.
Okay. Have you got Thank You Jesus for the Blood? The next one to come up. I haven't got anything. That's the one. Keely's going to come up next and be baptized. And her clip is, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. If we could have that one. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood keyed up. That'd be great.
Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord?
I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in His church and in the world?
Yes, I do.
Kaylee, on profession of your faith and at your own request, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 It's a good
Jesus has won.
And now we're gonna take a slightly different order. We're gonna have Frances next, so that her clip can be played as well. Deep dive. So Frances, come on up. Put your shoes off, honey. Yeah. Come as close as you like. It's all right.
Okay. So, Frances, do you believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
Yes.
And do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
Yes.
So, Frances, on profession of your faith and at your own request, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
We've got you. Amen.
This is the last clip, deep dive. Can we have that? While Frances is being prayed for. Two more.
Lead me in your ways, breathe upon my faith. There's a place where there are no limits, and you won't relent in a minute. You don't want a service relationship, you want more than this. Take me on a
And now we have Alicia, and when Alicia comes back up the steps, she's asked for all of us to sing When the Music Fades as she's been prayed for. So do join us when we sing that. The worship team will lead that.
Okay. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior and Lord?
I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in His church and in the world?
I do.
Now, Alicia, on profession of your faith, don't be scared. And on your own request, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's go.
Here we go.
Call it straight away. I see.
now, of course, last but not least, Irfan, come on and come through the water. Come to the water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do you believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
Yes.
And do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
Yes.
So, Irfan, on profession of your faith and at your own request, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ready? We've got you.
Yeah,
you're going to push under every hair.
Isn't God good?
Yes.
God is awesome. Today has been amazing. It really has. My heart is so full to just experience what God is doing here in SBC, here in this town, and in the lives of God's people. It's just been powerful today. And each testimony has just been just so heartwarming. And as we prepare to close the day, there ain't going to be a full sermon unless you want a 30-minute sermon right now. We can. But the message today has been brought by four ladies and one young man. They have proclaimed the good news of Jesus today, and I can't add anything to that. They have shared from their hearts the good news of Jesus Christ. And each of them have expressed from their hearts, from their own experience, and although they have different circumstances and they've gone through different things in life, but they've all arrived at that very same point where they have made a public declaration of their faith. And the message that they have preached today is simply, we trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. Our trust and our confidence is in Jesus Christ. And to trust in this world, to trust people, it's not always easy to do that. To trust a man or a woman with everything that we are, with our hearts, it's not easy to do that. Trust is earned, as the saying says. And sometimes when we trust people, people can let us down. And Lacey mentioned that in her testimony. She put her trust in individuals and they let her down. But the good news is today is that if we trust in Jesus Christ, he will never let us down. We can trust him with our heart, our mind, and our soul. And Jesus, in Matthew chapter 18, he tells a story. There was a situation where the disciples of the Lord Jesus, they had a question on their heart for Jesus. And in Matthew 18, they said this, Jesus, when we get to heaven, who will be the greatest? Who will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And to answer the question, Jesus did something special and unique. He could have used any different illustration, an example to answer the question. But do you know what Jesus did? He called a little child. And he sat the child in the midst of those disciples. And he said, you want to know the answer to the question, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Well, I want you to look at this little child. And he said these words, except you be converted and become like a little child, then you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We can learn a lot from children. Sometimes as adults, you know, when we're talking and, you know, to demean, if we feel that someone is acting like a child, we may say to another, oh, stop complaining, stop whining. You're acting like a child. Stop acting like a child. We say that in a negative sense. But Jesus, to answer the question of the disciples, said, I want you to become like a child. Do you know why? Because children, they display that faith to trust with all of their hearts. A little child, they find it a lot easier, even more so than adults, to place their trust and their confidence in their parents for security, for provision, and also for family. They depend on their parents because they believe that their parents will provide for their needs. They believe that their parents will keep them safe and protect them in this world. And they believe in their parents that they will create a nice family environment for them. Well, in closing today, if you are here today and like a little child, you want to place your confidence and your faith in Jesus Christ, then I'm here to encourage you that if you trust in Jesus Christ, then he will give you security. He will give you salvation to know that you can enter into the kingdom of heaven and have eternal life, and to know that your sins have been forgiven. He will give you provision in that he will provide for your needs. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And in third and finally, he will give you a family. These five that were baptized today, They have been added to the family of God. They're not just part of this local body, this local expression of the body of Christ, but they're now a part of God's global family all around the world. Because one day when we get to heaven, they won't just be people from Sittingbourne there. They won't just be people from Kent there. But John says, I looked and I saw in heaven people from every nation, from every tribe, from every tongue. And they all in unison were crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." So if you're here today and you want to express your trust in the finished work of the cross, Jesus loves you so much and he has a great plan for your life. And unlike men and women in this world, you can trust him because he has proven his trust for the world. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." He demonstrated his love. He proved his love for the world because he died on that cross for the sins of humanity. And he rose again on that third day. He proved his love for the world. If you're here today, it would be a wonderful day to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. As Keely said in her testimony, she reminded me of, sometimes you bring back sermons that I forgot. It's amazing. The password is Jesus. It's not good works. It's not any other religion. It's not anything that we can do. But the password is J-E-S-U-S. If you're here today and you want to know Jesus, we would love to pray for you. And you can become part of the family of God. You can know that your sins are forgiven. You can have that security. You can have that provision. And you can have that family, the family of God. Is there anyone here today that wants to give their life to Jesus Christ? Like the five who were baptized today, you want to know him. Except you become like a little child. Does anyone want to give their life to Jesus? We'd love to pray for you. Please raise your hand. Is there a young man there? Yeah. Praise God. What's your name? Riley. Frankie. Oh, I like your England kit. Three lions on the chest. You want to give your life to Christ as well? Amen. What's your name? Zara. Wow. Isn't this wonderful? Except you become like a little child, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Little ones as well out there. Amen. God is doing a great thing amongst the children. Well, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for these dear ones. And for anyone else, if you have any questions after the service, please feel free to come and speak to me. Come and speak to any one of our deacons, our team. And the prayer corner will be open after the service. And there'll be people on hand to pray with you. We'd love to do life with you. And this church is open to you. You're more than welcome. And we're just one big family. We're a diverse family. And we come from different walks of life. But we all love Jesus. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Amen? Amen? Let's pray for these dear ones. Father, we thank you so much for your children, Lord, who have expressed from their hearts that they want to give their lives to you. Father, it's never, Lord, too early or too late to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart and allow him to come in. So we thank you now, Lord, for these dear ones, Lord, who have indicated that they want to live for you at a young age. We pray that you would come into their lives and that you would walk with them for the rest of their earthly lives, to know that they can have security, to know that their sins have been forgiven, to know, Lord, that they can have eternal life through Jesus Christ, to know that they can have provision, that you will provide for them all the days of their lives, and also that they can know that they're part of the family of God, that they're not alone in this world, that they have brothers and sisters in Christ that will walk with them and encourage them along the way. And I pray for anyone else here today, Jesus, that you would just impress upon their hearts that, Lord, if they're struggling, Lord, to just yield that trust, that, Lord, that you'd give them that childlike faith to trust in you, because, Lord, there's no one else, Lord, in this world that we could trust, Lord, like you. You will never let us down. You always come, Lord. You'll always, Lord, prove, Lord, your love and your word. And we just thank you that we can depend upon you with our hearts, our minds, and our souls. So we just celebrate with heaven, Lord. We thank you so much for what you're doing, Lord, in this town. And we just pray humbly for more. May your gospel continue to touch many more lives, that they may come to know you as Savior and Lord. We give you thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Amen. Praise. Please do join us for refreshments, teas and coffees after the service. And I think there's a little bit of a bash going on after the service as well. And so we look forward to that. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen.
My strength.